Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking to hold the flag today. And I want to say to you, there are just one. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us.
Welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Now, for all of you that have tuned in, if this is your first time checking out the broadcast and you that listen to us on a regular basis, I got one thing to say to you. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. Now, we are so excited for all of you that decided to join us today. But before we get started, feel free to check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And not only can you check out my blog to find out what's going on our show, you can go to my email, and my email is cthemotivator@yahoo.com. That's the letter C as in Kyle, T-H-E-M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R @yahoo.com. And for those of you that are on Twitter, feel free to follow us on Twitter. Just, you can catch me on Twitter at C Mr. Motivator, the letter C as in Cal, MRMOTIVATOR. Our broadcast today, The Shadow of a Rapper. We are going to explore and discuss the shadow that a rapper casts on the lives of listeners. Do rappers take into consideration the impact of their lyrics and what they'll have on their audience? Does rapping set the stage for success or decline in the lives of our youth? That's right, folks. You are here for another great broadcast. And if you want to be a live listener and on our broadcast, just you can dial area code 323-580-5712. Now, that gets me to thinking, how many of you love rappers? How many of you love good music? Do you have the ability to freestyle? There are so many awesome things that go with the life of a rapper. A rapper has to understand music. A rapper has to understand lyrics. And a rapper has to understand people and his audience. One of the rappers that I want to pay tribute and give honor to today is Master P. Master P is one of my favorite rappers, because not only has he been just a rapper, but Master P is a successful actor, entrepreneur, investor, producer, and a lot of people may not even know that he performed as a professional minor league baseball player. And Master P is still working today. He has numerous record labels that are successful and doing extraordinary good. No Limit Records, New No Limit Records, Couch Records, God of Music Entertainment, No Limit Forever Records, and Master P is also the Chief Executive Officer of P. Miller Enterprises, which is an entertainment and financial conglomerate of Better Black Television. And if you want to see what Master P has going on, you can go to his website, which is NoLimitForeverRecords.com. Master P is so phenomenal, and the thing that changed my life, the thing that has inspired me, is that he stepped out in faith to become one of the first rappers to take notice of the retail aspects of the music industry, and he brought in a lot of other rappers and allowed them to be successful. Now, I want to thank our audience that's here with us today. We have a great audience. I see we have some young men sitting out in the midst, and one of them, well, his hair is so wavy, it's just making me dizzy here. How you doing, young man? We got another young man that looks like a successful businessman, and he's looking directly at me. And you folks, you are in for a treat. The shadow of a rapper. Now, I wanted to do something great for our audience today. And the last time I did a show, it was a few months back, dealing with the life of a rapper. And this young man appeared on my show, and he brought his family in with him. And he moved into the Dallas Metroplex area. We became friends. I'm a good friend with this young man, and his father, his whole family, just beautiful. Genuine people. They love people. And I was able to get a hold of him because he's been out touring and working and doing a lot of things, and we just happened to run into each other. And he said, "Hey, Mr. Motivator, just let me know when you'd like to have me on your show again, because I would love to come out and just encourage a few people." So, ladies and gentlemen, and also he has somebody with him, and I'm excited about that too. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you another one of Mr. Motivator's favorite rappers. Not only is this man one of my favorites, this man is an inspiration to me. He's a motivator not only to me, but to the youth and other young men. He's a man of distinction. He's a man of focus. He's a serious man. And this man has a mission to help people. And I tell you, everybody in Dallas and Fort Worth are excited about this young man because he is one of the best rappers to ever hit this area. And he lives here now. And he's just a phenomenal young man. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great pleasure to introduce to you today the one and only, my friend, the rapper Bishop. Let's give him a hand. Thank you, Bishop. It's so great to see you again.
It's been great. It's been a pleasure as usual. Just thanking God for being here once in a while.
Yes.
And for my family, my dad, who's here now with me also. This is my son, Zachariah, and this is his friend, Eric. They are here today. And I'm just thanking God for you, Mr. Motivator, give me an opportunity to promote and to let the Dallas area and the whole world know what I'm capable of and how the impact I'm going to make on the world.
Yes. Wow. Well, you know, Bishop, what is it that causes people to fall in love with you once they see you on the stage? Man, even I saw you in the I think it was at the telephone place. You were going to pay me, and I couldn't get you out of the door. Everybody wanted to just talk to you, grab your hand. Is it something that God gave you? Is it a special kind of charisma that you've been blessed with that just draws people your direction like that?
Yes, sir. I believe some people will call it charisma. I guess some people will call it just true, like you said earlier, authentic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very authentic person. Like you said earlier, a very focused person, a very serious person when it comes to my craft, and molding myself to be not just the great, but one of the greats. Because I sort of believe there's a lot of great guys that's out there really doing a lot of great things
mm-hmm.
out there in the industry. You know, I was looking earlier on World Star, and I was listening to Ace Hood. He's another great rapper.
Yeah.
Along with Cash Money Records and Maybach Music.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these guys are really making a big impact on the music industry. And I'm just happy that God has chosen me to be one of them.
Yeah. Now, Bishop, we have some people that are probably tuned in with us for the first time today. And could you kind of go back and tell them a little bit about yourself? How did you get started in the rapid? And how did you end up moving here to Dallas, DFW area? So if you could give everybody a little bit about that and let them know who you are, where you came from, and then we want to bring in some of your the guests that you brought with us here to the studio.
Okay, Mr. Motivator. First of all, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes.
Second of all, I'm from the Magnolia Project, the original Magnolia Project.
Okay.
I was born and raised there, raised by my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, this is my mom who my dad was with.
Yeah.
She had couldn't deal with the situation, so I started living with my aunt and my dad was traveling the world, and he was on a ship. He was a merchant marine.
Okay.
And I was staying with my mom, and my mom couldn't handle it, so she had me staying with my aunt. So by me not understanding a lot of these situations that were going on in my life as a youth, I turned around, and so I began to listen to a lot of the guys that were creating music all over the world. One of the first places I would like to shout out New York. That's one of the first places I was started hearing rappers who was creating music.
Yeah.
You know, I really like admired those guys first of all,
mm-hmm.
and I started mimicking what they were doing.
Yeah.
And before I know it, I started creating my own music.
Wow.
So when I started creating my own music, I started to just realize that I had a gift in this. So I never really wanted to come out with it, but I always rapped everywhere I went, and me and friends of mine, we would do it, and we would get together and really, like, just go for it. And we would freestyle, they call it the cypher.
Yeah.
You know, everybody would, and we would be in the hallways in the Magnolia Project, and we would be making music, me and Rome
uh-huh.
and Fanger.
Yeah.
Another one of our friends, he's from Boston.
Yeah.
My other cousin, he's Rome. He's from Baton Rouge. He's from New Orleans, but he's in Baton Rouge now.
Yeah.
And so he was doing it. And before I know it, I said, man, you know what? I think I want to do this where everybody can hear it.
Yeah.
So Rome, he began to do it, and he stopped doing it,
mm-hmm.
and he just said, hey, man, I'm not going to do it any longer. I said, I wasn't going to do it any longer. I put it down, picked it back up, put it down, put it back up, picked
yeah.
it back up.
Uh-huh.
And so I began to focus on mainly just working,
yeah.
you know, just being a working person
mm-hmm.
and just really, like, focusing on just working.
Yeah.
And Katrina Rita hit. So when Katrina Rita hit New Orleans, Louisiana,
yeah.
I began to focus back on music again.
Okay.
And some began to tell me I need to do music. So I was married at the time. Me and his mom was together at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I began to say that, okay, well, maybe I need to pursue this again.
Okay.
So as we're on our way leaving New Orleans, running from Katrina,
uh-huh.
we're running, I'm saying, I'm in my head, like, I really should do this music.
Yeah.
You know, I should really do this.
Uh-huh.
And it just never left me.
Okay.
The gift that I had been doing it for so long, so it became a part of me.
Yeah.
I perfected it. I had my mom, she had her issues. My dad, he was gone.
Uh-huh.
And I began to just rapping. I just could never stop.
Yeah.
You know, and the next thing I know, I stopped rapping other people's music, and I started creating my own.
Wow.
So, in years past, I began to write. So, the next thing I know, I was writing boxes and boxes of music.
Yeah.
Tons. It was so much material that was pouring out of me.
Yeah.
So, I would lose that box, write some more material. Lose that, write some more material.
Wow.
So, now I have like maybe 2,000 songs wrote down. And I begin to just, when I approach the mic, I begin to just meditate.
Yeah.
And just begin to pour out of my out within me, and just begin to create music. And I love music, and I sort of believe that it's played a truly important part in my life, and the lives of everybody that I know. So I just thank God for being able to do this and being able to come before the world and just give them a good expression of what I think music is.
Yes.
And let them understand the things that I've faced and which I've been through in my lifetime and the things that I've learned through this life. And most of all, just to know how good God has been to me, because without God, I'm no one.
I hear you. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And you have an extraordinary life, man. To go through some of the things that you went through and to be where you are right now and be one of the hottest rappers out here in the industry, you know, you just certainly have my respect. And before we move on, I know we got another great guest that's here with us. I want to ask a couple of these young men a question that's out here in the audience. Now, the young man with the wavy hair, you said
that's Eric.
Oh, Eric is your son?
No, that's my son.
Okay.
Zachariah.
That's right, Zachariah.
Yeah,
okay,
Zachariah.
And Eric is just
Zachariah's friend.
Okay, friend. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Look here. Do you young men, do y'all like rappers? You like rapping?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your favorite rapper?
Drake.
Oh, I love Drake. Who's your favorite rapper?
Lil Wayne.
Okay, Lil Wayne. All right. Now, hold this for them. Ask the young man, what would he like to do for a career? What is it that gives him great pleasure that he loves doing right now? I want to hear something from both of y'all. Tell me, what is it that you're focused on?
I focus on my schoolwork so I could get a good degree and go up to be a rapper.
Wow, and your name is Eric? And so you focus on your schoolwork, you want to get a degree and become a rapper. Wow, that is just awesome. Okay, and give your name?
Zach.
That's right, Zach, tell me what is it you focus on? Because I can tell that I see just as much talent as you.
I'm focused on it's just great. So, and I'm focused on your music.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
I'm focused on my grades.
Focus on your grades, and what do you want to become?
A police
officer? Wow, I knew there was something special about you. Again, hey, thank y'all for coming out to be a guest on this Monday show today, okay? All right. Well, and tell me, what you guys' age? Eric, how old are you?
11.
You're 11? Wow. And Zach, how old are you? 10. Man, you guys are very intelligent, and I can tell you're advanced for your age. So keep working hard and doing good. And again, thanks for coming out to be on the show today with us. I have some other. Okay, thank you. My producer, making sure that I don't miss anything. Now, we have another guest that's here with us, and because I do want to ask Bishop some more specific questions about the shadow that is cast on some people who listen to rappers and everything, and we're going to discuss that. But before we go into that, the gentleman that walked into the studio with Bishop is Brother Al, his dad, and my friend. And we want Bishop's dad to introduce himself, to say hello to everybody, tell you who he is, and share his story, where he came from, because he is an amazing brother, and he just inspired me. He lifted up my spirits the last time he was on the show, and man, he looked like he's a student in college. I don't know what he eats or what kind of exercises he does, but he does not look his age. So, Brother Al, would you say hello, everybody, and tell them your story?
Good morning, everybody. It's Al Patel. I come to tell a story about my son, the rapper.
Yeah.
And he's one of my favorite rappers. I want to put that out there. My favorite rapper is my son, Elmo.
Yeah.
and he's been expired since he was 2 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he told me one time to catch somebody, 2 years old, he said, catch him, man, catch him. He's been expired since two. So, you know, he's going somewhere. It's a matter of time God walk with him, and I just want to shout out to my love to everybody that audience and my son and our family group that we got here right now, you know, and I want to say to my son, keep up the good work and keep looking up. God will help you on your way, you know, and
yeah.
I appreciate Mr. Motivator and his producer here today, and I want to make sure God be with them each and every day, because right now when my son, we were looking for a number, we couldn't find a number, and God made a way that we find my son, found up, caught up with him again.
Yeah.
So something got to come good out of this.
Yeah, right.
Something got to come good. And I just want to shout out love to everybody out there in the world, and may God be with y'all. And I'm going to turn this back over to Mr. Motivated because he got it going on.
Well, thank you. You know, the title of our show, Brother Al, is The Shadow of a Rapper. And apparently, your shadow that you cast on Bishop inspired him. And apparently, he saw some strength within you, and it had an impact on him being persistent and not giving up in pursuing his career. And what I like, Bishop, before the show is over, I want Brother Al to give us his story to tell everybody what he had to endure and where he came from.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give him a moment to get his thoughts and everything together. But, Bishop, I'd like to hit you with something. You know, there are a lot of great rappers. And one rapper that, and I read his autobiography, and I was really intrigued with this young man, and he's no longer with us. But his music was very, very powerful. Could tell us about Tupac Shakur. And the shadow that impacted people during his career while he was here with us.
I was one of the people that I felt was very impacted by Tupac Shakur. I spent many hours and days really like corresponding with what he was capable of through music.
Mm-hmm.
And he inspired me in so many different ways because his aspect mm-hmm. that he had of music
yeah.
and his ability to create music was so awesome that I feel it even impacted people's lives for the positive and for the negative
yeah.
because of the things that he was faced with mm-hmm. in his life.
Yeah.
And it's something about when you create music
mm-hmm.
and when you become such a great person within music and from music, it has an effect on people where automatically you just become a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to say, oh, I'm going to make this type of music, but don't worry about how it affects people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to make sure my music is full of a lot of facts out of my life. I create some of the things that's within it, and it comes from what I want, what I feel like I need, and what I feel like the world needs. And I feel like Tupac had a prophetic way that he saw things, which I had also, and he at times I felt he lost his temper and put a lot of music out there from the bad attention, the negative attention that he was receiving from people,
mm-hmm.
and he put it back out there.
Yeah.
So when you get the negative attention and you put more negative out there, it becomes more negative.
Yeah.
You know, and you see the old saying goes, You keep messing with trash, you're gonna stink.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I laid in, I listened to a lot of his music. One of his greatest songs, I feel like he ever was created and it really affected my life, Dear Mama.
Oh man, that's my
favorite song. Yeah, that was I love my mama a lot. Shout out to Sadie Mae Marks, my mama, the love of my life. She's in New Orleans, Louisiana. My mama means a lot to me.
Yeah.
You know, and so when he made that song, I thought about, because I have a great song too called it, because they had an old song was created, and the name of that song was Sadie, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie, place no one above you, sweet faded. Wow.
Yeah.
And then that's a song I plan on recreating and putting back out because that's my mama's name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, my mom, she means a lot to me. I think it's not a day pass that I don't think about my mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's just a touching thing.
Yeah.
So when Tupac created that, I know he loved his mom.
Yeah.
You know, and no matter what you go through, what you may be faced with, how your mama may not be there for you,
mm-hmm.
Things that she may not have done, it's still your mama.
Yeah.
And you got to love your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Because God said, how can you love me who you can't see when the people you see every day you don't even love?
That's right.
So I feel and believe that, you know, no matter what, love your mama, love your daddy, respect them, honor them. And I feel and believe there's nothing that God won't do for you.
Yeah.
So I feel and believe that with all my heart, I call my music reality music. Because I don't want to put a lie out there. I want to put the truth out there.
Yeah.
And I want to let the world know that people make mistakes. Things go wrong. People go the wrong way. You have bad thoughts. You have a bad attitude at times.
Yeah.
But it's nothing that no problem that God can solve.
That's right.
And there's no situation that God can't fix.
Yeah.
And if beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you could just believe and trust in God and do the things that he would ask of you, there's nothing you can't do. And Philippians 4:13 states that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Yeah.
And I believe that with all my heart. The name Bishop came from some situation I was caught up in life, and I was in church,
mm-hmm.
and that name rang out when I was in church because my gift really came out mostly was out when I was in church,
mm-hmm.
Leading in a position that I was in. And I'll be in prayer, and people will say, wow, you're kind of bishop or something. And when Tupac played the role on Juice as bishop, that always stuck with me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't like the role he played,
mm-hmm.
but it was one part in that movie when that movie first came on. He said, whatever you want, you got to go down in a ball of fire behind it.
Yeah.
And that was one of the movies that he was watching in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though the part he was playing was a negative part,
mm-hmm.
he played that part.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel to be whatever part you play is kind of a description of who you are.
Yeah.
Because I'm also an actor.
Mm-hmm.
I feature in four plays, three skits, some comedy. I'm also a comedian. I do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I write down my comedy. I was a mime. I done miming. You know, so I put in a lot of work in theater arts. So I was naturally born and this created to do what I'm doing.
Wow.
And so I plan on doing it in a way like nobody else has done it. I'm not gonna say Tupac and Biggie Smalls didn't do it great, but I plan on doing it great.
Awesome. Well, you know, Bishop, that was a very, very interesting and very enlightening on what you shared about a rapper and how they deal with the shadows in their life and taking that to a further, a better understanding of Tupac. So thank you for that. And I forgot the fact that you're a rapper. Oh, excuse me. Miss Mosley likes to eat, so... The young man has some chips. I had to grab one. but Bishop, I too like to act, and I enjoy acting. And would you like to team up with me on a up and coming project that we're working on this year?
Yeah,
and I'd love you to be in on that movie with me. So could we get together and talk on? Okay, thank you. Now, I know there's a lot has been said, you know, and you really cleared up a lot of things, you know, and made a about understanding great with Tupac. And the other name you mentioned was Biggie, Biggie Smalls. Could you shed us a little light about the kind of shadow that was in Biggie's life, and could you give us a little highlight on that, and then we can move back more towards you.
Yeah, Biggie Smalls. I really admire Biggie Smalls. I watched the movie Notorious. I think I can say maybe hundreds of times. At the time when that movie came out, I was dating this girl in Atlanta because mm-hmm. I've done a lot of music in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I've been traveling from New Orleans to Atlanta to now to up here doing music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, corresponding with a lot of guys that are already in music. Shout out Splat Pack, who opened the door for me to do a lot of music with them, traveling from Alabama, Pensacola, Florida, Jonesboro, Georgia.
Yeah.
Opened up show for all those guys.
Wow.
Trill with 69 Boys. A lot of those guys who doing a lot of great things in music. It was like back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys are still on the move. And they're making new music. I helped Splat Pack write a song called Flag on the Plays on the Internet.
Yeah.
You can locate me on the Internet, and you go on the Pleasant Hill
uh-huh.
and on the Cowboys. I mean, on the Wild Bills. Wild Bills, you'll see me on the stage, the guy with the dreadlocks, on the stage with Splat Pack and a lot of the other guys who done the great things back in those days. I was opening up shows for all those guys. Shout out to MC Shotty. I met him. He's also one of the greats back in the 80s.
Okay.
And I met those guys, and I was running the road with those guys. So shout out to all those guys. All those guys are located in Palm Beach, Florida, Miami. You know, so I've been doing a lot of traveling with music and meeting a lot of great people.
Yeah. Oh, man, that is amazing. Now, how do you deal with negative publicity? Now, you as a rapper, when if there is something that comes to you like that, do you wait until you have an inspiration and then you put something out there? Or how do you deal with controversy and things that challenge you and before you put your music out there?
You know, like the question you asked me about Notorious Big.
Yeah.
Kind of back to him a little bit because, mm-hmm. you know, he impacted my life because as I watched the movie, and I've been watching. Shouts out to Brooklyn, New York. Most I feel like were some of the greatest rappers in the world in New York, and I feel like they really started rap.
Mm-hmm.
But Biggie was affected in a lot of areas in his life. You know, he was going through a situation before he got killed that made him have to. He even had to create the song that LL Cool J created, Going Back to Cali.
Yeah.
And Biggie Smalls created that song again, and when he created it again.
Mm-hmm.
He went back to Cali and done his show, and that's where he got killed.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel to believe when you go through negative situations, even Tupac,
mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of these great guys because
yeah.
I feel like I was one of them,
yeah.
and I feel like I'm probably even greater. I ain't gonna say probably, I feel like I am,
yeah.
because you know they're no longer here. Rest in peace to those guys.
Yeah.
And shouts out to their family,
yeah.
you know, and all the great things that Phoenix, of course, she's still doing. And
yeah.
of course, Miss Wallace, what she's still doing.
Yeah.
You know, all these people are still doing great things in the world,
yeah.
even though these guys have moved on to a better place.
Yeah.
But I feel like every negative situation,
mm-hmm.
Instead of giving a negative for negative, the Bible said, don't return an eye for an eye or two for a two.
Okay.
He said, but when somebody gives you negative, give them good. And you'll get better results. He said, it was like heaping hot coals on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you can go through a situation, and sometimes you want to, return a negative with a negative,
mm-hmm.
I think you'll get better results if you return a negative with a positive.
Yeah.
So I take it and I put it in my music and I try not to put it in back in a negative way because once you put something back in a negative way, something else negative is going to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it and I mix it in there. And a lot of things I mix it in there just to let them know I was affected by it, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
And now that I put it on this song, I'm no longer affected by it.
Okay.
This is where the situation dies at.
Okay.
And this is where I'm gonna deal with it at in my music.
Yeah.
You know, you wanna because where I come from, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. You don't return two for two or nail for nail. You return with fire.
Mm-hmm.
And as you return with fire, you return in a way that nobody else is affected, but also like literally murdered.
Mm-hmm.
From the situation.
Yeah.
In New Orleans, people don't allow you to live after the situation arrives.
Uh-huh.
They don't forget, and they return back with such a negative impact to where someone gets killed. So I think right now, me being the person that I am and a great musician, I would take it and put it in the music, and this is where it dies at to me. But not in a way where it will come back and affect somebody else as they hear it. But just to know that I will put it out there in a funny way,
mm-hmm.
Even put it out there in a creative way. So where you hear it, you'd be like, wow, you look better, different than I did.
Wow.
You know, and this is show that, hey, guess what? It's like an old saying goes, you got to let it hit you like a water off a duck back.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever seen a water hit a duck back, it just slides right back off.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh man, that's why that's one of the reasons I admire you. You know, because you've been positive. You're a very positive brother, and your attitude. You have a success attitude, and I know that has a lot to do with your success.
Which was a great book I read.
You like my book, Success with Attitude?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tell me what you think about it.
Oh man, I still believe if you haven't read Success is an Attitude, you need to get it. It's a great book. My dad, he also read it. It really affected my life because a lot of those things that he said, I had forgot, and he reminded me of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel to believe if you can read a book and it can literally awaken you, you've experienced something great. So that's a great book, Success is Attitude by Mr. Motivator.
Wow.
Get that book.
Well, thank you, man. I didn't know you read the book already. And I know Brother Al has read the book. Now, you know I got to find out how Brother Al liked my book. But now, before we go further, Brother Al, I want you to tell me about what you think about my book, and also want you to tell us a little bit about your story and how you was able to motivate your kids and what you had to come through in your life. But I just want to know, Brother Al, during the time that you grew up, there were some people that when they went to school, they took certain types of lunches, and some of them took lunches in a syrup bucket with biscuits and eggs. You didn't experience that coming up, did you?
No, thank God. Thank God, I think it's good. And I'm allergic to eggs. But I'd like to shout out to my favorite Savior, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'd like to shout out to you first and foremost in my life. And I'd like to let you know that I was very inspired by his book, Success with Attitude.
Yeah.
And I wish y'all got that by y'all by the book because you would be inspired too because it, all what I went through, this really opened my eyes up a little bit more, you know, Success and Attitude.
Yeah.
Because he brought back to me the things I had forgotten. He brought back to my memory what I need to do to be successful in life, how I need to approach my destination, you know.
Yeah.
But it's one thing that we all need to get to because when I talk to Lord, see, I'm a traveling person.
Yeah, go ahead,
I'm a merchant seaman. I'm a traveling person.
Uh-huh.
And the way I found God was amazing to me. I found him in an abandoned house one time when I had nowhere to stay.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go up in this abandoned house to stay one night, not knowing that the lady was killed in this house.
Wow.
Her blood and brains was all over the house.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, the house was full of demons. Full of demons, and that's how I get to find the Lord. Because the house, the demons was fighting me back in the house, not knowing the lady was killed in the house.
Mm.
They removed her body, but they left her brains all over the house.
Mm.
And I was slipping in her brains.
Oh, wow.
And at the time when I was going through that, I was a drug addict. I was a crackhead, you know, not knowing which way to go.
Oh.
Until that very experience that night, I found that God was real.
Yeah.
And I want to find y'all out there and TV land and radio land to keep Christ in your life, you know, because, you know, he did a lot for me. And like I told the experience I went through in the abandoned house with this lady dust and brains all over the place, it inspired me to let me know God was real because the demons ran me out one room, told me what would I do in this abandoned house. And it was, the house was pitch black.
Yeah.
So I ran out the bedroom into the front room and the demons followed me in the front room. They was still questioning me what I'm doing in this abandoned house. Get out of here. Go out there in the rain and the cold. And by me being a spiritual man as I am, I refuse to lose. I refuse to stand my ground with the demon forces and fight them back to Christ, you know. And after I told the demons, I'm not leaving, and I revoked in the name of Jesus Christ. And when I said that 3 or 4 times, God put me to sleep. But the next morning, I woke up and realized I was fighting with demon forces in this abandoned house.
Yeah.
And Christ sent the Holy Ghost to help me fight off these demons.
Yeah.
And that's how I get to learn myself. And I've been all over the world. And that's one experience that opened my eyes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he said, Mr. Motivator, I'd like most of to open the eyes of a little bit more to reach out to the things that we need. And I inspired my son to do the same.
Yeah.
And I appreciate Mr. Motivator. And I share out my love for him. And the people in the audience out there, you need to get the book. Get this book. Attitude is a success. Get that book. Don't do it out of it, because you'll be inspired about this book from Mr. Motivator. And I'd like to turn this back over to Mr. Motivator. And I just want to let you know you're dealing with a positive force when you're dealing with Mr. Motivator.
Well, thank you, brother. It's been a while. I've had those kind of nice things said about me like that. So, man, I love you, brother, and I appreciate, you know, you reading my book and sharing it like that. I was not expecting you guys to come on here on the show today and talk about my book. So I just want to thank y'all for just being an encouragement to me, because we all need some encouragement. And Mr. Motivator is happy to get encouragement from friends like yourself. Now, another thing I'd like to ask Brother Al, there are a lot of people out here that want to go into rapping. And tell us, now you got, Brother Al, you have a son, and you got your grandkids are very talented. What do you do to motivate them? Then we want Bishop to share some things, so you give us a comment on it.
What I got to motivate him was prayer. See,
okay.
I prayed a long time ago, and wherever my shadow cast, let it bring good luck to whoever come in present in my life.
Yeah.
And what gets me to motivate Mr. Rapper is to inspire him about God, you see, because before when we wake up in the morning, we should put God first. When you put it first, he's going to guide you, because he says, acknowledge me and I'll make straight your path. So, so far, we've been inspired by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we go out, we go to T.J. Dick Church,
uh-huh.
And when we get time to go in, and my most inspiration is to him is prayers and faith in God, because without him, we are nothing in this world, because he took me all over this world, and I appreciate him.
Yeah.
And I try to inspire my son each and every day to get out there and do his best for the Lord. Don't do it for yourself. Do it for the Lord. Because if you do it for the Lord, it lasts forever.
Yeah.
But what you do for yourself, though, I don't know why, but that's the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? You got to put God first. When you put it first, everything else will be added unto you. Like you said, put the kingdom of God, all these things will be added unto you. So that's my inspiration to my son every day, is to pray, get on his knees, talk to God, ask him what you need, and go after and get it. Because sometimes people pray and try to go after things, and they don't finish it. Your prayer to be in vain.
Yeah.
So you gotta be strong, and you gotta have strong faith in God that He can help you. He'll help you move mountains. He's strong enough. That faith strong enough, you know. But I like that. I like to get all praise and honor and glory to our Lord and Savior. I like to get Mr. Motivator second in command. He brought it to the table. He brought it to the table, and he brought it up to let it out. We let it out. We've always been holding inside. We let it out to shine. We shine, you know. And so I just want to say, if you want to get anywhere in life, put God first. I'm telling you. If you don't put it first, then you go around in circles. And like that old saying goes, those that read their Bible go forward. Those that don't go around in circles. All right. I'll bring it back to you, Mr. Goldberg.
Well, thank you, Brother Al, for those words of wisdom. You put everybody on the right track. Now, Bishop, I know you're a man that believes in entrepreneurship. I admire the fact that you, some of your family members, you have them on board. They work with you in production.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could you share with what people can do if they want to have a
a positive shadow in the lives of others. What can they do to help other youth? And share with us some of your projects, because I know you got some great projects coming up. And but tell us what you do to motivate other rappers and the youth out there. And then tell us about some of your latest projects that you got coming up.
Well, I think I feel and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that one of the greatest ways to affect or inspire anyone is to keep God first.
Okay.
Go to church, pay your tithe, give an offering, help the homeless, go visit the people in jail, help the elderly. You know, and to really, like, most of all, do your chores. If your kids and teenagers out there, do your chores, listen to your parents, and help one another. And I think I hate to say the word thank. I know the Bible inspires us all.
Yeah.
So if you can read your Bible on a daily basis, you will begin to be enlightened and to see the world in a different way. Because I've dealt drugs, ran the street. I've been a whole mongler. I've done a lot of things out here. I've ran with a lot of people that were very dangerous people. I've been a dangerous person. I've had, you know, a lot of things that happened in my life and impacted my life in a way that I say I'm gonna put it in music.
Wow.
So right now I'm feeling like one of the first things that I have to do is to reach to you through my music, and also by putting this music industry that my life is just as great as everybody else's life, even though I come from a low place.
Yeah.
That may seem to be low.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you know, if you really look at your life, and no matter how bad it may seem, no matter what things you may go through, no matter how much money you have, what place you're in, God can open up a door that no man can shut.
Yeah.
All you got to do is believe in yourself.
Because
you can believe in God all day long, but if you don't believe in yourself, you'll never be able to do anything. Believe in yourself, invest in yourself, and press forward. Right now I'm working on my own entertainment company, Ice House Entertainment.
Okay.
That'll be mine. That'll be also located. You'll be able to locate all my music on CD Baby. I got a video that's going to be touching YouTube this weekend coming up, Snakes in the Grass. I'll probably do that song for Mr. Motivated Lee today. That's one of my songs, Snakes in the Grass. It's talking about the things that you may be faced with in life that you may not even be aware of. And sometimes you can call the things on yourself. Because in the chorus, I also say that the pipers are calling the snakes.
Yeah.
And sometimes those pipes are the things that you're thinking, the places you go, the things you do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, everything is, music is spit with from metaphors.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my metaphoric way of saying that, okay, watch yourself. Because it may not seem what it is. It may be a good situation that look bad. It may be a bad situation that look good.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on how you're looking at it.
Yeah.
So that's my way, and I feel like one of the first places that I touch is the youth. The youth, the adults, the older people, the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to really, like, help everyone, many people as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Many people as Bishop, government named Al Mark, can do, I want to do it. The churches, build more churches for God to speak His word through.
Yes.
Build more places that people can go to get shelter. More places people can go to get food.
Yes.
More places that people can go to learn how to work, to be educated,
yes,
to educate themselves, to believe in themselves.
Yes.
Not to just listen to Mr. Motivator, but to become a motivator.
Yes.
And not just to be trampled on, but to be triumphant. You gotta be a type of person that no matter what you go through, no matter what you face with, no matter where you've been, you gotta press on.
Yeah.
You can't give up.
Yeah.
No matter how old you are, no matter how you may look. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't think Trinidad James was gonna even make it in music because they judged how he looked, how his teeth looked.
Uh-huh.
You know, J. Cole got a song out right now called Crooked Smile because his teeth was messed up. You know, no matter what predicament you're in, you know what I'm saying, you can make it. You can do great things. It don't have to be rap. It don't have to be basketball. It don't have to be football. You could be black. You could be white. You could be Mexican. Whatever, whoever you are, wherever you may come from, whatever race you may be, whatever religion you may be, you can make it.
Yeah.
All you got to do is be self-motivated, believe in yourself, and most of all, believe that God dwells in you. And ain't nothing you can do when he's with you.
Yeah. Wow. You said a mouthful, Bishop. You are so right. Do you feel that sometimes our society is a little bit more on the selfish side in terms of wanting to help people and be generous? Do you think things are even more different today than they were yesterday?
Yeah, because I don't know. I had a lot of older people. I always tell, I listen to a lot of the older people because a lot, like my dad, he always have a lot of wise things to say. And, you know, a lot of people would judge where we come from and say, oh, I don't need to listen to him. He was a crackhead. I don't want to listen to him. He was a drug dealer. I don't listen to her. She's a whore. But sometimes you can hear people out no matter where they at.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to watch who you listen to. Don't get it twisted. You got to watch who you listen to. Watch who you running with. Watch who you deal with. But you just never know who God will use at what time.
Yeah.
So, you know, my dad has said a lot of wise things. I listen to him. And the old people always say things that you can use in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be willing to listen. And I always hear this old saying, I remember boy used to get $20 from anywhere. And I used to be like, you know what? That's true. I mean, man, when I was coming, I used to go ask anybody for a quarter or a dollar. Now they got dudes standing on the corner by the bridges. I work for food. I'm traveling. I need a quarter, a dollar. And everybody, you got to come up with a scam to get money.
Yeah.
You know, people prefer you to lie to them to give them money than to just come up with the truth and say, oh, hey, man, I need a couple of dollars. Say, man, look, my leg about to fall off in 2 more days. I need about $3 more.
Yeah.
You know, people come. I remember a guy walked up to me, man. He blew me away. He said, man, you got $2?
Uh-huh.
I was like, he asked for a quarter. He asked for $2. I almost gave it to him.
Yeah.
Because he didn't play with it. He went straight to the top with it.
Yeah.
You know, I had one guy. I told my dad about this guy. And he's from Dallas. He walked up to me. He called me on the phone. He said, what you doing, B? I said, oh, no. He said, man, you're doing the music. I said, yeah. He said, you got a quarter? I said, a quarter? I said, is this a grown man that called me on the phone for a quarter?
Yeah.
And he like about round the corner. I'm like, man, I ain't got no quarter.
That's okay. That's
all right. Yeah, but and guess what? Don't get it twisted. Sometimes you come to a place where you got to ask because a closed mouth don't get fed.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes time in life, too, you got to get up off your money maker and go make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll never make nothing if you just sit down. I remember this old song, Johnny Taylor. He said, Harry, I can't help you if you don't get up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Hippie.
Ooh, Bobby Womack.
You know, Bobby Womack.
Bobby
Womack, that's who it was. About to John Taylor, mom played loud. Johnny Taylor, Bobby Womack, and but I remember that little phrase in that song when she would play that. He said, "Harry Hippie, I can't help you if you don't get up off the ground."
Yeah.
So I'd rather teach my brother how to fish so he can eat forever,
mm-hmm.
than give him a fish.
There you go.
Because if I keep giving you a fish, you're gonna keep wanting another one.
Yeah.
But if I teach you how to fish,
yeah, I'll be able to myself.
So I walk up on people right now saying, what's going on, bro? I give them dollars and what's happening, babe? How you doing, man? You all right? Look, I know where some jobs at, man.
Yeah.
I get plenty of work. Look, over here they aren't. Over here they aren't. Over here they aren't. So that's what I walk up telling people now. Because I stay, God, I'm blessed with, I'm the type of person, I go out. When I go out, I go get it.
Because
the Bible tells you, you seek, you'll find.
Yeah. And, you know, Bishop, I don't want to put your business out there, but I heard that one of the new businesses that you was working on, you know, it's in the technology industry, and you getting ready to create some jobs for a lot of the youth, man. So I won't want you to tell us any of the details, but is that true? That's what I heard through the grapevine.
Yeah, I have a website also coming up. A good friend of mine, Roy Chambers, he'll be building my website. That'll be coming up too this weekend sometime. This week for this 2 weeks over with. That'll be coming up. You'll be able to locate my videos, like I said, on YouTube. I'll be on CD Baby, Google, iTunes, Spotify. You'll be able to reach me in all those areas.
Let me know.
Yeah, you put in rap www.vicious.com.
Okay.
Yeah, you better. I'm on. You better Google, Twitter me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better Twitter me. Mm-hmm. You better Twitter me. I come back to the next interview where I'll be able to really get in and really more in depth and things. Because I'm Mr. Motivator here. He's a busy man. He got a lot of great things he's doing. Just thank God for sending me here to my dad's home, where I'm located right now at this moment. But great things are happening. I just thank God that we all come together. Well, I have another Solovey. It's an internet website that'll be building for me there, where I'll be selling cell phones and, you know, this telephone service to anyone who wants it. So this, you'll be able to go to my Mr. Motivator and know everything about it. Hold on one second.
No, I appreciate you telling me about your new project.
Yeah.
And you said go to bishop.com. That's where they're going to have all the information on our job opportunities and everything.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, cool, man. Well, I'm glad. I'm going to tell a lot of friends and a lot of the youth here that need some jobs and everything to be sure to check out your website. And what you said, it'll be ready sometime this week, this month?
Okay,
by the end of this month, you'll be able to go to bishop.com for career opportunities, find out where your next concert, everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, man, that is very, very cool. Also, Brother Allen, you look like you have something in your face. Is there plans for a wedding or is it, what's going on here? It looked like there was love in your face there.
No, I'm not planning for any wedding. I'm planning for heavenly wedding right now. I'm concentrating on heavenly things right now. And I pray tomorrow that we be able to go to church tomorrow because Lord keep calling me, telling me I need to come back and be inspired. You know, we got to get back to church tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And anything you see on my face lighting up is about God. Now, don't get me wrong, early things will come afterwards.
Yeah.
Right now, I need God to help and light me. I thank for blessing me for this new house we got, you know.
Yeah.
He's thinking about us, because if it weren't for him, we wouldn't be where we are.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for him, this motivator wouldn't be back in our life again.
Right.
This time, we ain't going to lose it. We're going to be like a hit in his back pocket. And we ain't going, we don't know where he at. Because he's the one that inspired us to get off our back, try to do stuff for ourselves and help our fellow man. I change this world.
And you'll be locating my dad on YouTube. You'll be telling road stories on YouTube. So go to the live comment site. He's going to be having two going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be on my side. Yeah, yeah. 6:35. We start off our comedy over there on the other old house at 6:35.
Brother Al, I didn't know you did comedy, so look, I would invite you too, because see, I want to do a comedy album on the Mr. Motivation, and I want you to come on and bring your comedy, because see, you have me laughing every time. You know, y'all said y'all couldn't find me, but I tell you what, Brother Al said, hey, let's put some food out there, that'll get Mr. Motivation. I think what I have been blessed today, Blair, you know how to get folks.
Yeah,
now,
right.
And before we have a, I know we're getting we're winding down, but Bishop, you had a little bit about your new song, Snake in the Grass. Did you a little bit?
Yes.
We got just a few more minutes here, and okay, if you can go ahead and. No. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Bishop. We got to let you give everybody a little bit of taste of okay, you got 1 minute here, and we're gonna let you give everybody a couple of rhythm, a little bit of your new rhythm on Snake in the Grass. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I was working on a song. I know we have a few seconds on that.
Give me a couple seconds.
Yeah.
I'll give you a couple seconds. Thank you. And Brother Al, have you gotten your comedy put on your CD yet?
Not at the moment, not yet. I'm just practicing, getting it together. I just started. I've been doing comedy, but I've been doing like around people that I know. But now I'm ready to branch out and
Oh, really?
Let the world know I'm gonna. When you want some cotton, he wants some lab, because you know what I'm saying? That's the music of the soul. And like I said, my first comment was at 8:35. We're doing fine at 8:35. We come alive. We're going to bring it back over. Just keep it tuned and keep watching it on .com, bishop.com, and you see a lot of things that you're going to enjoy hearing and listen to. I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Morgan. Like I said, keep looking up.
Okay. Well, Brother Al, I am so excited today because I can't wait to invite you over and a few other comedians so we can do our comedy hour show, because laughter is good medicine. We need to get more people involved with laughter. And that's a special gift, just to be able to bring some laughter to people. That's incredible. And that's something that we all should strive. You know, I tell everybody, Brother Al, set a goal to laugh at least 2 times, 3 times a day. And it just makes your confidence so much lighter, and you feel like a different person. And we just want to thank you all for being with us here on the broadcast today. Brother Al, I want to thank you for just being here in the studio with us, and also I want to thank the rapper Bishop for just being so hospitable and for just doing a lot of awesome things here in the Dallas DFW Fort Worth Metroplex area. He is just Bishop, you're amazing. I want to thank both of you for being on the show. I want to thank the young men out in the audience for being out here today and being on the Mr. Motivated show with us. If it was not for all the wonderful people that tuned into our broadcast, where would Mr. Motivated show be? So we want to pay tribute to all of our faithful supporters and everything. And you got to let Bishop give you a little taste, because, I mean, he is just so amazing. And we've run out of minutes, but we're going to bring Bishop in and let you sample just a little bit of this, because his talent is just so awesome, just so explosive, and it's just a God-given talent that he has. Brother Al, is there anything else you want to leave with us before Bishop comes up here to take us out?
What I need to leave with you, just to keep in touch with us. I'd like to give some motivated words. It's deep that I think in the world mine to conquer. Question left in me there with no answer. Where you was when I tried. That's one of my good motivated speech I tell to myself. I like to repeat it again. It's deep that I think in this world mine to conquer. Question left in me there with no answer. Where you was when I tried. We're going to turn it over to Mr. Rapper.
Okay, go ahead, Dad.
Thank you, Dad. Appreciate you. This is something that you guys would be hearing on it. Like to call this one Hear the pot piper call the snakes, man. You don't see them crawling through the damn grass, man. You don't hear the pot piper call the snakes, man. You don't see them crawling through the damn grass, man. You don't hear the pot piper call the snakes, man. You don't see them crawling through the damn grass, man. You don't hear the pied piper call the snakes, man. You don't see them crawling through the damn grass, man. Can I ask you a question? Will you live or die? I know you got to eat. Getting jobs hard. My whole family cooking, living hard. Riding old school cars, no defrost. Scully caps, slippers, passing by, same cars. Left seat, white man. Right seat, black boy. Going on a white boy. Super paranoid. I don't know why, but I feel a bad vibe. Slaying ass eyes in my cup, saying eyes. I never let a brother sit behind me. I'm trying hard, put this bull crap behind me. High of the holy cell lies, not being able to send my brothers no kite, no money for store. My boy still on the block getting murked. Rest in peace to my boy, Remy. You don't hear the pied piper call the snakes, man. You don't see them crawling through the damn grass, man. You don't hear the Pied Piper call the snakes, man. You don't see them crawling through the damn grass, man. You don't hear the Pied Piper call the snakes, man. You don't see them crawling through the damn grass, man. You don't hear the Pied Piper call the snakes, man. You don't see them crawling through the damn grass, man. Gee, ain't a stuffy dead, strapped with the heat and spitting game. Brawl stating to the brothers in jail. Shouts out to all me Bill. Moment of silence. To the ones who can't hear still. Like Jesus, we'll rise, see freedom reign. Leave money for your seed. Children, man. Bill clicks that'll back you up. Love your mama. Kiss her every day until she says too much. When you leave the girl you live with, give her a kiss. Cause nobody promised tomorrow. Every day ask God for forgiveness. Hit the block, handling your business. Cause life is strange and it's different. And in New Orleans, people dropping like flies. No lie. And be hippie cry. That lie. And all you hear is the bullets fly. Be careful out there, man. Snakes in the grass, man. Watch the girl you deal with. Watch the people you hang with. Watch the places you go, man. It's dangerous out here. It's dangerous in these streets. It's dangerous in this game. But guess what? The light can shine, man. Hold on. Hold on. You hear the Pied Piper calling? You don't see them crawling through the grass? You don't hear the Pied Piper calling snakes, man. You don't see them crawling through the damn grass, man. You don't hear the Pied Piper calling snakes, man.
Wow. Thank you, Bishop. Wow. That is just awesome, man. We can't wait to be at your next show. And peace out with your brother. Keep up the good work. And we'll do another broadcast when you guys get back in to the area again. So good luck on your tour, man. And you guys have a great day. Again, this is Mr. Motivator reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Folks, we love you. Have a great weekend. And tune in with us for another episode on the Mr. Motivator Show.